ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from canto number 6, chapter 3, text number 7, Srimad Bhagavatam. This chapter is entitled Yamraj's Instructs His Messengers. It's a very important chapter. The shloka is Atastvam eka bhutanam. Yes, you can repeat. Atastvam eko bhutanam. Sheshvaranam adishvarah. Sheshvaranam adishvaram. Adishvarah. Shastadanda dharo nirnam. Shastadanda dharo nirnam. Shubha shubha vivechanah. The supreme judge must be one, not many. It was our understanding that you are the supreme judge and that you have jurisdiction even over the demigods. Our impression was that you are the master of all living entities, the supreme authority who discriminates between pious and impious activities of all human beings. There is no purport given to what the Yamadutas say. So let's proceed. On text number 8, the next one. Tasyate vihito dando na loke vartate dhauna chaturbhir abhyate siddher ajnana te vipra lambhita. Translation by Prabhupada. But now we see that the punishment ordained under your authority is no longer effective, since your order has been transgressed by four wonderful and perfect persons. Purport. The Yamadutas had been under the impression that Yamraj was the only person in charge of administrating justice. They were fully confident that no one could counteract his judgments. But now, to their surprise, his order had been violated by the four wonderful persons from Siddhalok. At the outset, I'd like to offer a small prayer. Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu. Nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. This Srimad Bhagavatam is like the Lord Himself. Therefore, we offer our prayers to the Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavat also. So here we have this very nice chapter. Why? Sukhdev Goswami has selected this particular incident is because he has taken the most important subjects. There have been so many millions of incarnations. It's not that there are just incarnations that are written in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are six types, as you all know. We can have now, shortly we will see incarnations like Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, the Leela avatars. There are many avatars. Yuga avatars, Saktavesh avatars, and so on. Guna avatars. So here, because he knew that he had only 7 days time, day and night, I should say, he had to condense in 18,000 shlokas everything which would lead his disciple back home, back to Godhead. The important issue is that Sukhdev Goswami knew that here is a soul surrendered unto me, and this gentleman, Parikshit Maharaj, has to go home back to Godhead. Now, in 7 days, it is Guru's own objective, his own target, that I want to see that this particular disciple, who is destined to die in 7 days' time. So, we don't know really when we are destined to die. We can die even next hour or so. So, it's very clear that we have to very seriously and very carefully study this Srimad Bhagavatam. Even this one shloka, which we are taking today, is of prime importance. In fact, I have been very fortunate because I was searching for more details and purport material. And just this morning, somebody gave me Ocean of Nectar, a book by our devotees about His Holiness Giriraj Swami. And there is a particular lecture he has given on the same subject. I mean, it happens like this. If Krishna wants, if you really pray to Krishna, I want more material. If it's spiritual matter, he will give you that. If you want material matter, he will give you that also. Because Krishna fulfills all your desires. But if you ask for it for the benefit of devotees, then he'll definitely give you. That I have observed. Now, as you know, that all authorities, particularly governments, like the Indian government, American government, Russian government, whatever government, all governments have a policy. It's called right to know. So, they tell the top people in the government, who are like principal secretaries and so on, they are permanent. The ministers are not permanent. They may be elected, they may be shot. Anything can happen to them. So, these permanent fellows, they have internally a network and they tell only what is necessary to their juniors. A, the junior should be able to absorb what he is saying. And B, it should be useful for their work. So, what had happened was, in the case of Yamaraj, though he knew everything, he is after all a great Mahajan, he is the son of Surya, Viveshwan. And Viveshwan was the one who directly heard from Krishna the first time Bhagavad Gita. And it was he, the father, who had given this knowledge to Yamaraj. And that's why Yamaraj is a Yamaraj, none other than a great Vaishnava and a great Acharya and a great Mahajan. Each of the Mahajans have learned from the greater Vaishnavas who have heard from Krishna. For instance, Brahma has heard directly, Yena Brahma Radaya Adhikavaye Muyamti Atsurya Tejo Vari Mrudam Yata Milimayo Yatra Trisargro Musha Dhamna Svena Sadani Rastakvakam Satyam Param Dhimahi. He heard Satyam Param Dhimahi from Lord Krishna himself, Brahma. Similarly, Lord Shiva is the Prabhukutir son of Brahma. So he has heard from his father, who is a great Vaishnava Acharya in our own sampradaya. Narad Muni is a mind child of Brahma. So he again the son, like Shiva. He is actually a brother of Lord Shiva. So he has also learned from Brahma. So the correct process is to learn from senior Vaishnavas. And we have to accept that. In the case of these four Yamduts, I must tell you what had happened. these four young dudes were given the assignment, go and get the soul of this horrible fellow called Ajamil. Why he was so horrible? Because this Chitragupta, who writes our deeds, pious and impious deeds, used to be tired. He has a huge staff. This entire staff used to be tired because of mountains. I have heard this from Radhanath Maharaj, that there were mountains of impious activities being done by this fellow, Ajamil. And before they could even write down one page, there was another mountain being created of these sinful activities by Ajamil. So they were so tired that they told repeatedly Yamraj ki, this is, we may go on strike now. Because I can't finish this work. You see? Better to send some terrible fellows and get this fellow's soul and finish off with him. This happens. Even in the government it happens. When they get very tired of somebody, they send somebody who is known as, executioner. So they have to finish that fellow. That's what happens in life. But these four Yamadutas were not given full knowledge by Yamraj. Hence, they were not even aware that there are people called Vishnu Dutas. You are knowing more than them, actually, right now. They were not knowing also that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna. They thought the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Brahma, is Yamraj. He is the Supreme. They didn't even imagine that there could be higher authority than him. In government also, I have seen this very often. They think that their boss is final because all the benefits and everything is given by that. So the first point is, need to know basis is such a thing that when these Yamadutas, actually I have read purports for this two slokes, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that these fellows were about to go on strike. These four Yamadutas, they were actually going on strike. They were saying that, boss, you are not the real boss. Aap kaun hai? Humko bolne wale. Who are you? Because when we tried to carry out your instruction, it was so simple and just we had to take something and bring it to you. That is the soul of this fellow, Ajamil. We were stopped and we were helpless. We couldn't do anything. That means they are more powerful than us. How did this ever happen? So, Yamraj, of course, is a very capable and very cool-headed personality. He said, don't worry, I will explain to you now. Because up to now, it was not necessary for you to know. But now that you have come in association of pure devotees, who are the Vishnu Dutas, and they have explained to you so much, so I will answer all your questions. So this is the Ivam Parampara. Of course, we don't want to join Yamaraj's Ivam Parampara. But the fact of the matter is that this is the establishment that you have to ask your guru the relevant questions. And he will answer it. In fact, I have read somewhere, I think Prabhupada writes, it is the bona fide guru means the guru who can take you home back to Godhead. That's the definition of a bona fide guru. Prabhupada's definition. Definition of a bona fide guru, Maharaj, is that guru, he gives the example of the blind leading the blind to a ditch. Because there are some gurus who are like blind, actually. And you are also equally blind. So that blind fellow will lead you to a hole only. Means hell. They will not take you home back to Godhead. So here is the first point, that need to know is the basis of any government, including Yamaraj's government. You see? Because there is this fantastic system that Yamraj has got of giving various types of punishments. Now, actually speaking, since Yamraj is a great devotee and a Mahajan, technically it is externally looking like a punishment. But really speaking, it is for the benefit of that soul. For that soul, who goes to him for justice has already done so much mischief. Just like somebody is taken to a high court and there is a judge sitting on the bench. Now the judge has no malified motives or doesn't want to give punishment to someone just because he is not liked by him. He doesn't know him from Adam. He doesn't know him at all. So what he does is he gives him punishment so that he can improve. So Yamraj's whole policy is to improve that soul further. But because those souls who come to him are so dense, are so dumb, and are not willing to surrender, I'm going to talk about surrender in a few minutes. They just don't want to surrender to Krishna. Therefore, they have to be forced to undergo certain punishments. Now, why go through all that? There is a much better way that Lord Chaitanya has told us. Lord Chaitanya has said that in this age of quarrel and disturbance, we can either be deviated by Maya Devi into that trap of eating, sleeping, mating, defending, becoming an animal. We can actually break the four regulative principles and go to hell. These are the ways to go to hell. One is partial hell, which is the bodily concept of life, and the full hell is by violating the four regulative principles, isn't it? So either in step one or step two, it is both in that direction of hell. The only way is by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So these Yamadutas were curious. There are four types of Jivatmas who go home back to Godhead. And Ajamil's chanting of this name Narayan is so auspicious. Ajamil's chanting of the name Narayan is so auspicious that it not only helped him, but it helped the four Yamadutas also to go home back to Godhead. That is the beauty of the whole thing. Association, because instantly became a devotee in the sense he was a devotee earlier, very good devotee, but he had fallen down. But then he again chanted helplessly. Prabhupada uses the word in his translation in the shloka, and this is the most important word which you should all remember by heart. The word helpless. The best example of helplessness was none other than who? Draupadi. Draupadi was totally helpless, poor thing. She had five husbands. Most women have only one husband. I say one because we are in India. But in America, actresses have seven husbands. But they surpass Draupadi also. So, one by one by one. But here, Draupadi had five living, strong fellows sitting there. She had her grandfather, means in-law, from the husband side, Bhishma Pita, sitting there. And because Bhishma Pita himself is a Mahajan, and look, this Mahajan, Bhishma Pita, saw this bad activity going on with Draupadi, pulling of the sari by Dushasan and so on. As many saris that came out of Draupadi, that actually Krishna supplied the saris. In fact, Prabhupada said, Krishna became the saris of Draupadi. He used the word. That many arrows, Krishna had to see to it, so he tells Arjun, you shoot Bhishma Pita. Because there is terrific amount of calculation. Sometimes in Gujarati, acharyas who are from Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, they say, Krishna moto vaniyo che. Means he is a very calculative baniya. Because he calculates, this is a liability, this is the asset, this is the exact amount. So he will calculate how many saris were supplied, that many arrows had to be shot into that poor Bhishma. And Bhishma took it. He realized that I have done a wrong thing. When Draupadi had been disrobed, I should have stopped that at once, being the grandfather. That's obvious, isn't it? He couldn't have allowed that nonsense to go on. But he didn't stop, you see. So he had to suffer. He must suffer. Whenever we see something wrong going on, we have to stop it at once. At least there are four ways. Either you can, by your word, first by your mind, you have to make a decision to stop it. Second, by your words. Third, by your activity. And four, by your association. There are four ways to stop a wrong, sinful activity. And that's what these devotees do. They are also Vishnuduts, actually. All these Hare Krishna devotees are none other than Vishnuduts. I've got proof, I've got evidence. I'll read it out to you. They are actually doing the exact work, no different from those four Vishnuduts who had gone to help our friend Ajamil. They are going there. They are stopping the Yamaduts. Who are the Yamaduts? The followers of the four unregulative principles. They are coming and doing also. They are giving so many attractions to take you to hell. Same thing. And they are trying to change your life to the better. Now, Yamraj actually is a supreme authority. This is very important. Yamraj is a supreme authority to discriminate between pious and impious activities. He is not the supreme authority for spiritual activities. Krishna has not given authority that he has retained himself. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, those who are under yoga maya, who follow me, are directly controlled by me. Isn't it? So if you are under the spiritual activities, then it's logical that if you are under spiritual activities, you'll be controlled by spiritual energy. That is Yogamaya. And the master of Yogamaya is Krishna. Okay. Now, as far as impious activities are concerned, or worldly activities are concerned, material activities, you're bound to be controlled by the authority of that. And he has assigned that job, which is a helpless, thankless job, to Yamraj. So as long as, this is a fine point, as long as Ajamil was only doing pious, impious, material activities, he was directly under the control of Yamraj and Yamaduts. Therefore, Yamraj and Yamaduts had sent them, Yamraj told the Yamaduts, you go and pick up that fellow and bring him to me. You follow? But the moment they reached there and he saw them, a wonderful thing happened. What happened is that, really speaking, Ajamil was a very good soul. He was born a Brahmana. He was born in a very good family. He was married also to a very wonderful devotee lady. His parents were excellent devotees. He was brought up in a Gurukul. He was taught also very well. But unfortunately, by bad association with this dancing woman, he married her later on and did all this mischief. So what happened was, when he saw these guys helplessly, again, second time the word helplessly. First time was that Draupadi wala I told you. This is the second time Prabhupada used the word helpless. This word helpless is very important. Surrender means being helpless. Surrender means being helpless. If you think you can help yourself, if you think somebody else is going to help you, my friend, my father, my mother, my this or my, you know, like Indira Gandhi, she thought she would be helped by, what was the name? Satwan Singh and Besant Singh, Besant Singh or somebody. Two bodyguards. The bloody bodyguards only killed her. 48 bullets they put into her. This is a poor thing. So she was not helpless. I don't say that she has gone to hell. I'm only saying she did not demonstrate the act of Ajamil of being helpless. If you are helpless, you are surrendered. If you tell Krishna, Krishna, I'm yours. I have no way of getting out of this mess. Please help me. That's what Draupadi said virtually. My husbands are not able to help me. Bhishma Pita is not able to help me. Nobody is able to help me. I am doomed. I am finished. I have no way to get out of this mess. I am totally helpless. See, a miracle takes place. Vishnudutskam. Now, from a mathematical point of view, because I have studied mathematics, for Vishnudutskam to take care of those three Yamaduts, there is strength in numbers. So, these four Vishnuduts come. But the interesting thing is that later on, as you all know, Ajamil went to Haridwar and then he prayed for a long time, did devotional service there, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. And then the Vishnuduts came to pick him up and take him back home to Godhead. How many came? Two came, not four. You see? Because those two who came, out of those four, two of them came back because Ajamil recognized those two. Ajamil did not say, where are your other two friends? He didn't say that. He knew, both those Vishnuduts knew and Ajamil also knew that now my time is good. Only two have come. Means, two Vishnuduts means there is no Yamadut going to be there. He's not going to re-experience that nightmare. So when you, on your last breath, see two Vishnuduts come, this is about Bhagavatam, I'm not saying it, then you know that you are in a good condition, that you are going home back to Godhead. You are not going to be faced with any Yamaduts. I have in my audience right now, my very good and very loving God brother. I think there is another one who is here. No, he is not here. Who has also had experience with Yamduts. Huh? Prabhuji, am I saying correctly? Huh? So, we have seen these Yamduts. And we have had the same experience. These three Yamduts I have seen. Now, three is not a very auspicious number. You see? And these three who had come for Ajamil were actually trainees. They were not that knowledgeable. They didn't know too much because it was a very simple cut and dry thing. Go get that fellow's soul and bring him here. That's all. So anybody could do that. Any young Yamadut could do that. You see? Did not require a senior Yamdut, because senior Yamduts are sent for more difficult cases. Here was a cut and dry case. Yes, mountains of sinful activities. There is no possibility. And yet, by chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Ajamil could get free. So here we have a major case study. You know, if you study your MBA, you go to this IIM or something like that, they have years and years, 2 years of only case study, case study, case studies. A whole Srimad Bhagavatam is case study, spiritual case study. Instead of getting an MBA degree, you are going to go home back to Godhead degree. So here, the Krishna consciousness of so many people got improved. Just see. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, you are not only helping yourself, you are helping your whole family. You are helping so many others. Ajamil, of course, got the benefit directly. Indirectly, these Yamaduts also heard this. Are ye Narayan ka naam kya hai? Who is Narayan? I have never heard of Narayan. So, they also, Shravanam ho gaya na. Ajamil did Kirtan and they did Shravan. So, they also kept on repeating the word to Yamadut, Yamraj. Who is Narayan, bhai? Ye kahan se aa gaya ye log? You see? So that inquisitiveness started. Even the enemies who are going to come and hurt you, they are benefited. Just like in this case, both Jagai and Madai also got helped. You see? So that is why I say that our brahmacharis and devotees of ISKCON, Prabhupada's disciples and grand disciples, maybe future great-grand disciples, they are actually they are actually Vishnu Duts, because they are carrying the name of Vishnu, Duta, and the strength of the Lord, what is that? Namnamakari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shakti तथा पिता नियमित स्मरण न काल एतादृशी तव कृपा भगवान ममापि दुर्दैव मिदृश्म्या जनिना अनुराग. He has put all his strength into his holy name. All his strength. Krishna doesn't say that I have put 99% of my strength in my holy name. Purna, whole, complete. We just have to have faith. That is the thing which is missing in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, we have faith in almost everything else. We have, of course, a lot of faith in the Indian rupee. But the Indian rupee devalues. I remember when I went first to England, it was 5 rupees to a dollar. Today, it has devalued, degraded. Devalue means degraded, actually. It's nothing else. Means today it is 46.25. What is the meaning? That means 8 times it has devalued or degraded. It's gone down 8 steps. You see? That is the meaning. I remember 35 rupees for tola of gold at one time. Today you go to ask somebody for gold in 35 rupees, he'll throw you out of the shop. You see? He'll take your 35 and go. Because where they will not give you even one little speck of gold. So the rupee has gone down. So rupee Bhagwan is no good. He's a devalued Bhagwan. And Krishna does not devalue. Krishna is ever expanding. He's always growing. So it's opposite. So one should not depend on money to take you home back to Godhead. In fact, I've read in one of the purports of Prabhupada, okay, rich people cannot go home back to Godhead. I thought, my God, I have no chance. But then he writes, fortunately, the next sentence. But if they use their wealth in the service of Krishna, then there is a chance, because that becomes like a devotional service. So it is the devotional service is more important than anything else. If you have beauty, if you have strength, if you have wealth, you have knowledge, means bookish knowledge, that's not going to help you at the time of your death. It's impossible. Impossible. You're going to tell the Vishnu Duts about knowledge or the Yama Duts about knowledge. You'll either get this or that. You're not going to be in vacuum. You're going to have Vishnu Duts coming or you're going to have Yama Duts coming. It's like Maya and Yoga Maya. You are either in darkness or you are in light. So this is a choice. You don't have a choice at that time. That's the important issue. You only have a choice just before your death or before. If you chant the holy name of the Lord, you have exercised your choice. But once you are dead, you cannot chant. This is the importance of the great human body. It is Durlabha Manava. The Acharya sing this particular word, Durlabha Manava, Janama. Satsange. So these are the most important words. In fact, some of the songs of the Acharyas are not less than the Shastras. It is very clear. So I promised you that I will give you some ocean of nectar. So here it is. It just so happened few minutes before I was just preparing and this one. The title by Giriraj Maharaj of this is Preparing for the Time of Death. Can you imagine? That's the title of the thing. Lecture given by Giriraj Swami on January 8, 2004, Houston, Texas. Dedicated to His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 1, Chapter number 9, Text number 22. Athepi ekanta bhaktesu Pasya Bhupanu Kampitam Yan Me Asam Tvajataha Sakshat Krishno Darshanam Agataha. This is most important. Krishno Darshanam Agataha. Translation by Prabhupada. Yet, despite his being equally kind to everyone, he has graciously come before me. Who says? Bhishma Pita is saying. Bhishma Pita is just about to die. He's just about to leave his body. You see, we are now on the very wonderful subject of death. People may think that death is macabre. death is not a very good subject. But no, death is the most important subject. If you don't prepare for your death, you lost everything. If you don't prepare for death, you have to prepare for death. Any sane person would prepare for death. It's just like going to a college and not preparing for the final exam. You wasted your whole life, you have wasted your whole time, wasted all your money, everything is wasted. You have to pass with first class honors if possible. No, only devotees pass with first class honors. So, yet despite his being equally kind to everyone, he means Krishna, he has graciously come. Bhishma Pita is saying about Krishna, he has graciously come before me while I am ending my life. Means he is just about to end his life. For I am his unflinching servitor. This is very important. Bhishma Pita is a great Mahajan. What is the qualification of a Mahajan? Now it is defined by Bhishma Pita himself. All Mahajans are unflinching servitors. Therefore they are Mahajans. This is the definition given in the Bhagavatam. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This purport is absolutely most valuable because it is absolutely related to what I am reading in this sixth canto. He says, I am not going to read the whole thing, but I am highlighting the main issues. Having unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord as one's protector, friend and master is the natural condition of eternal life. There are two types of lives. There are two types of lives. One, temporary, the other, eternal. Material world, temporary. Spiritual world, eternal. Material world, nothing is permanent. Your relations, as long as you are alive, they are very happy with you. Moment you are dead, chalo bhai, chalo Ram, bolo bhai Ram. Le jao usko. You see, jala do. Yeah, whatever it is. Now, if you are living, and somebody says, Ram bolo bhai Ram usko jala do, the police will come and arrest that guy. You see. But when he is dead, the police don't come in the picture. They certify, yes, yes, jala do usko. Then you can do it in the Chandanwadi or wherever you go. So, the important thing here is, before tu mere ko jala deta hai, before you are to be burnt, because you are not going to be burnt alive, you are only going to be burnt dead. Before that final, what is that called? Agni Sanskar. All of us in this room are going to go through Agni Sanskar. I guarantee 100% that. Because the Bhagavatam says so. And therefore we have to be prepared that what type of Agni Sanskar are we going to have? That is what is written here. Having unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord as one's protector, friend and master is the natural condition of eternal life. So to have eternal life, I told you there are two types, temporary life and eternal life. In temporary life of this material world, there is no such thing as a protector. Nobody can protect us. Supposing there is a very rich man, he says, doctor, doctor, I'll give you 10 lakh rupees, protect me. The doctor will say, what can I do? I'm not God. They use the words. I'll try to help you as much as possible. Here we've got an MD sitting there. I can't help him. Isn't it? How many patients of yours have died? What can you do? That doesn't mean he's not a doctor or he got disqualified. Friend. There is no friend in this material world. There is only friend in this temple. I'm assuring you. I have noted so many people whom I have helped so much in the material world, so much we have done for each other, so much we have loved each other, tried to help each other. Something goes wrong sometime and that so-called quote-unquote friend becomes your enemy. You see? It's only in this temple you will find permanent friends because this place is no different than Vaikunth. Krishna says in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says in his purports, everywhere, wherever there is Krishna, it is none other than the spiritual world. By definition, isn't it? And those who reside, means those who live here,
And naturally, Vishnudut, what can they be? Can they be anybody else? They cannot.
Then we come to master of the material condition for eternal life. The Supreme Lord is the master. He is in charge of the eternal life. The Jivatma is eternal. And we are like fish out of water in this material world. We are trying to extract some benefit. I've seen fish. I was living not very, very far from the ocean. Every day these fishermen would bring fish. And this fish, big fish, eat small fish. This is a principle of fish life. Big fish will definitely eat the small fish. I've seen it. When they open the fish stomach, small fish comes out of it. Now here is the beauty of it. I've seen it with my eyes. Both big fish, small fish are caught in the net and brought to the land. The big fish is still trying to eat the small fish. The fellow doesn't know that I am also going to die in 1 second because I have come out of the water. But still he wants to extract the maximum he can get out of that small fish. That is what it is. Material life is like that. Big businessman wants to eat the small businessman's business. That's what it is. You see? Ulta of the spiritual world. Uttam Adhikari is trying to finish the Madhyam Adhikari here in the material world. It's not Adhikari actually. And this medium Adhikari, middle businessman wants to take away the business of the small one. But in the spiritual world, it's the other way around. A living entity is so made, so we are made actually. It's written by Prabhupada. Living entity is so made by who? By Krishna. Living entity is so made by the will of the Almighty. So Krishna makes us, this is first time I am reading very carefully. The Jivatma, the Atma, that is you and me, are made by the will of Krishna, not by material. It's not like a factory. Krishna is a factory to make us into a mold or something. It's not like that. By his will. So we are actually having will power. The Jivatma has will power. And that power comes from Krishna. Because we are made by Krishna. And he has willed us. And we have become Jivatma. So, somebody says, no, how Jivatma is made? Here it is. Prabhupada has given in the purport. A living entity is so made by the will of the Almighty that he is most happy when placing himself in a condition of absolute dependence. So, we are all actually trying to get happiness. Whether you are an old man, young man, rich man, poor man, woman, man, whatever. We all are striving for happiness. That's why we've come here. In the wrong place, but not this place means, not this temple, I mean this world. We've come in this world, we have come to the right place actually now. But when you go to this material world outside this temple, you are still trying to take happiness. That's what the Jivatma wants. Why? Because that is the will of Krishna. Because Krishna himself is Satchitanand. Now, Ajamin's calling the Lord's name . How the Jamil called his son's name, Narayan? Because he helplessly called for the Lord's name. His mind, material mind, was thinking of his son. Now this is a very important, subtle point, very fine point, and you have to pay very great attention. Ajamil's mind was thinking of his son, material son. Okay? But because we have been willed by Krishna, the soul of Ajamil was talking of Narayan. Okay? So the Vishnuduts came because of Ajamil's uttering the word Narayan has two effects. One is, he was thinking, I'll call for Narayan. So at the time of the end of your life, you will only think of what is the most important thing in your life. Believe me. If you are thinking that, where is my
insurance policy. Some people think insurance policy can save. It can't save you. Supposing that you are in a house and the house is on fire. Then last, when running out of the house, what are you thinking of? Are you going to think of your wife? Are you going to think of your child? Are you going to think of your dog? What is the most important thing you will think of? Your bead bag. Remember, when you are running out of your house, only think of one thing, your bead bag. Because that is where your consciousness will be, on that bead bag. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Let the house go to hell, get it burned. I don't mind. In any case, this house is also going to burn. See, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen, whether you like it or not. Because nobody likes to get burnt, isn't it? You don't even like a small piece of your finger getting burnt. Forget about the whole body getting burnt. But it's going to happen at the end of your life. So the most important thing, remember, those of us, it has happened to many of us, who have lost our bead bags, what a feeling we get. We feel as if the most important thing in our life has lost. Somehow we have to find my bead bag. And then finally, if you don't find the bead bag, what a sorry figure you are. You go to some senior godbrother or someone and say, Prabhuji, aisa aisa ho gaya, what can I do? I lost my bead bag. What does the Vishnu Dut say? Never mind, I'll give you another bead bag. Because they are magnanimous. And they will chant on it, or Guru Maharaj will chant on it and give you. That means he is giving you a second spiritual life. It amounts to that. This is your second incarnation. So, therefore the cause of attraction was due to the intimate relation of the soul. All of us have got this intimate relation. So our relatives, normally, when there is a marriage in the family, everybody remembers the relatives, correct? They'll send out cards. Yeah, mere chacha hai, this fellow is my brother-in-law, so-and-so, so-and-so. But how many people start by giving first card to the Lord? Let me call Krishna, Radha Krishna. Let us call the deities. And why not offer the first card to the Lord? That is the most important thing. We must become surrendered to Lord, means remember Lord always. Yet, because the relation of the body is very pleasing and natural, the Lord is most pleased when he is addressed as a son of Maharaj Nanda. See, we are very, very happy. I don't know if you had this experience. If you have more than two children, you have got a third child who is the smallest child. The parents normally are very, very attracted to the smallest child. Ajamil similarly was most attracted to the smallest child. So Ajamil was in the bodily concept of life. He was attracted to his smallest child. You see? But fortunately, it had so happened that Ajamil's wife, when she was pregnant, Hare Krishna devotee had gone to their house asking for bhiksha. And this fellow had told her that you are pregnant, you are going to have a son, call him Narayan. Otherwise, that prostitute woman, no way she would have called that child Narayan. I've heard this in one of the Acharya's purport. So it was, Narayan's name was given by a pure devotee of a Lord to even a prostitute woman who was about to deliver a son. And this had that salvation. That small association, that small seva she did. She's a prostitute, useless woman, never mind. But because she served a devotee, the devotee gave the blessings that you named your son Narayan. Look at the benefit, immense benefit that took place to her husband, the child, to the Yamaduts, everybody. You see? So that's why the devotee is the most important person in your house. That is why the practice is always invite devotees to your house. Because even one never knows, we have done so many sinful activities. It is the devotees who are going to help us eventually. Nobody else can help us.
He was a super soul within the hearts of all living beings, and thus is equal to all living beings. The super soul is equal to all. It's obvious. You see, Krishna says, I am equal to all. But there is one small important difference which Prabhupada writes. Though Krishna says, I am equal to all, he takes special care of his devotees who have full faith in him and depend entirely upon him. So the care, one is equal to all. There's one item. But what do you do when you take care of someone? You take care of his future, isn't it? When a doctor takes care of his patient, he's not taking care of his past. Doctor never even bothers about the past. The doctor is interested to save that fellow for a future, not for the past. Because past has no relevance. You follow? So similarly, Lord Krishna takes care of all of us who chant the holy name of the Lord helplessly, without any, that one of the offenses is to demand some benefit by chanting the holy name of the Lord. And that's very dangerous. Because then what happens is, there is namaprad. Srila Prabhupada has given the example, this is now Giriraj Swami saying, Srila Prabhupada has given the example of the father and his children. This is the one about youngest child who is most dependent on the father. Father and mother know that the youngest baby child is most dependent on them only. There's a fire in the house, the older children will run because they know there's a fire, fire is bad for me, they'll kill me, so they run. They know how to run also. But if the small baby doesn't know even how to crawl, it is the father and mother who will think that better pick up this child and run. You see? That is why Ajamil thought of his youngest child's name. Okay. Now, here are two most important points. In fact, two of the divisions of surrender. Giriraj Maharaj has said that surrender has two divisions. Everybody who has got paper and pen, please write it down. See, this business of sarva dharma parityagam mam ekam sharanam vaja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yami. There are two divisions of surrender, he says. The first division is you have to be convinced that Krishna is my only protector. Surrender process has two parts. The first part of surrender is to be convinced, 100% convinced, that Krishna is my only protector. Nobody else is going to protect me. That only Krishna is capable of protecting me. It's not that Krishna is going to protect you. You should be convinced that he is only one who is capable of protecting. Why? Because he only knows Paramatma and Jivatma only have a relationship. Yes, a doctor can save my body, but the doctor cannot save my soul unless he is a Vishnudut like our devotee doctors. You see? So the point here is, Krishna is only capable of protecting us. So surrender means you need protection. The second part is, Krishna will in fact extend his protection to his surrendered devotee. Rakshishyati vishyacho gopitriva varanam tatha. That is a shloka. First, Krishna is the only one who is capable of protecting me. He is capable and I am deserving if I surrender to him. So he is there, I am here. But once I surrender to him, he comes to us. Not that we go to him. That is the beauty of the whole thing. He is so kind, he will come to us. And do what? Krishna will in fact extend. Extend means come. Extends. He extends himself. Either himself personally or he will send his Vishnudut or whoever. But he will extend the protection to his surrendered devotee. This is another thing you must have faith. Krishna will somehow manage.
If you think he cannot manage, then you are not surrendered. So there are two aspects of surrender. You think Krishna is too far away. What the hell, dear? He is not going to ever help me. I might as well forget Krishna. Let me do something else. That's what happens to a person who falls down. You see? They slide. I have seen people slide. Because they say, where is Krishna? Bahut dur hai yaar, chodo. That is a problem. Because they have no faith that surrendering is into phases. That he will extend himself from wherever he is. And he will come. Or he will send some energy. Or his person. Or whatever it is. That total faith has to be there. Who says this? Giriraj Maharaj is saying in his purport. Then, at the time of Sridhar Maharaj is leaving this world. Thereafter, devotees are like small children. Devotees are like small children. Who says? Giriraj Maharaj. Children don't depend on their own strength. I've seen small children cannot depend on their own strength. They cannot even eat. They cannot even clean their own toilet. Their own clothes. They cannot remove. They cannot do anything. They may be too young and weak, too immature and inexperienced to walk properly. But when the parent takes his finger and hand, the child gets strength. Yes, my father is there. He is holding my hand. Now let me walk. And then he walks. And this leads him to walk and get his strength. So, these Vishnu Duts are actually like the father's hand being extended. They are like the hand of the Lord. Vishnu Duts is like the hand of the Lord, which comes to you. So, surrendered devotees do not place their faith in their own independent ability or powers. Many of us have got powers. Many of us have got abilities. Some ability or the other we've got. But we don't depend on our ability at the time of death. If we want to earn more money, we want a promotion in our business or employment, we will write a beautiful letter to the boss. See, I am able to do this, I am able to do that. You are paying me too little, you should pay me more. That's what you write, basically. You can't say, Krishna is there, I am a devotee, I am surrendered to him. No, I have not seen such a letter. I have had 3,000 employees, but none of them wrote like that. That I am fully surrendered to Krishna. If they had, I would give him immediately. But the point is, I never had such a person write to me. You see? But a surrendered devotee only has faith in Krishna and not in his ability, because he knows that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the ability in man. Man means woman also. I am the ability in man. Most women don't think they've got ability. Therefore, they are more surrendered than men. Because Krishna has likha hai na, I am the ability in man. Mera naam to nahi hai. So that's why women have a greater chance. You see? I have seen women become more easily attached to Krishna and devotional service. And it's easier, much easier for women to go home back to Godhead. Kunti Mata herself says, give me more and more calamities. She's telling Krishna. Where in the whole Bhagavatam anyone says, except Kunti Mata, that give me more and more. Not one man has said that. Not one devotee or man or whoever. Kabhi nahi kaha hai. Prahlad Maharaj is nearest to that. No, I didn't feel anything. See, this is a typical man. Mere ko kuch nahi hua. I was put in a pit of snakes. I was thrown from the mountain. I was the holika, means fire mein dal diya. And Narasimha Bhagavan says, I'm so sorry, I'm so late. No, you are not late, Bhagavan. That's a man. See? He will say, no. Don't worry. Meri chinta mat karo. This is a typical man's attitude. Hare Krishna. He's the greatest of all devotees. But a lady, Kunti Mata, is saying, I'm helpless. I'm just a widow. And what worse situation can there be than a widow situation? You see, she has had a husband. She has had all the relatives. Because husband was there, everybody is behaving very nicely with her. The minute that poor husband has died, I've seen so many cases. That poor widow is treated like a rag, you know. Finish. Dastar ho gaya kalka. You go to Vrindavan, you'll see so many Bengali widows there. Poor thing. 1 rupee a day wala. What can you do? You see? They only get 1 rupee a day. Can you imagine? They get some chapati or rice or something. So they are discarded. This is very unfair. So what happens is that when a lady actually has a better chance, because it's written here, of totally dependent, because she becomes then by force dependent on Krishna. Because nobody else is a helper. She's surrounded by fools. So one should become childlike. In the Holy Bible, Jesus Christ says, to enter the gates of heaven means God, means His Father, one should become childlike. Why? Because you should become totally surrendered, dependent on God. For no other reason. Srila Prabhupada further comments that the opposite tendency to artificially imagine I am independent of the Lord is the cause of fall down. Very often my good friend Mahaprabhu Das used to ask in the early days. He doesn't ask now. But every time, I think his son, his partial extension is here. Expansion is here. Because there is a daughter also. That's why I use the word partial. So, have you heard that? Your father asking so many times this question to all the senior devotees. Why that devotee has fallen down? Who told him to fall down? Hare Bhagavan. The poor fellow has fallen down. Sympathize with him. But he used to ask that question. The answer is given by Prabhupada. Because we artificially imagine that I am independent of the Lord. Even a great devotee sometimes feels that I am independent of the Lord. Because in fact we are weak and we need support. As long as we acknowledge our weakness and dependence on the Lord, which is the surrender process, He will uplift us and carry us. The word is carry actually. The Lord actually will carry, physically carry us, either in a Pushpak Viman or some way. Or a Garuda He may send. Okay, bait jao abhi. Carry us. Remember that. We, even at that stage, we have left the body. I am talking about after death ka experience. We have left the body. Then what? How will we go? Will we go by aeroplane? Will we go by what? How will we be carried? So He says here, He will carry us. It's His responsibility, not ours. And as soon as we imagine that we are capable of our own strength and powers, He says, all right, you carry yourself, Jao. Carry on. There is an English word, you carry on, means you do your own thing. Don't ask me. That is what the Lord says. We fall down. Actually, we are an illusion when we think such thoughts. Means illusion means that you think that you are able to handle your death. The greatest illusion is that. Because when Yudhishthir Maharaj was asked at the time of, the Yaksha at lake, when they were to drink water in Mahabharata, all his brothers had died. Because they had tried to avoid answering that Yaksha. What is the most important thing in this world? Yaksha has asked this many questions, but this one question he asked, what do you consider the most important thing in this world? Anybody remember what Yudhishthir Maharaj replied? Huh? What? What is the most important thing in this world? Huh? Death is certain. Because he has seen, that's right. Yudhishthir Maharaj says, every day everybody sees somebody or the other dying. And yet he thinks it not happened to me. That is the most astonishing thing in this world. So this whole chapter is on this wonderful subject called death. I call it wonderful because that's the end of all nonsense. End of nonsense, this world is a place which doesn't make sense actually. It's a terrible place. It is a place of misery. And you should not be in misery forever. But because we come to the temple, that misery ends. Even momentarily. You go back in the material world, it starts. But if you are chanting all the time, that misery is not gone. Misery is gone forever. So this is the most important thing. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sorry, I have taken too much time. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Mike.
Krishna. Prabhuji, you have been always very analytical about things. So I'm asking you a little technical question. That devotees, if they have perfected their devotional service, they go back to Godhead. And those who do not perfect, they come back in either rich families or Vaishnava families.
But Yoga Prashtita Jayate, yeah. Yoginam Sriyatam Gehe, Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. But who does this? Is this done by Vishnududa? That means at the end of life, Vishnududas will come and do this or Yamududas will come?
Good question. Has everybody understood? So, his question is that those who have not perfected their Krishna consciousness and have therefore not become 100% pure devotees of the Lord, supposing somebody has 80%, means 20% is still balance. What happens? Is it the Vishnu Duts who come or is it the Yam Duts who come? That is your question, right? The answer is given by Srila Prabhupada himself. See? Because if you are beyond 50%, then the Vishnu Uduts are bound to come to help you. Bhai, dekho, you are now 49% baki hai. Please forgive us. What happens with these Prabhuji's? Just imagine, this is Vaikuntha, where? The temple, correct? So you have come here and you have done some mistake or something is balanced. What does a devotee tell you? Prabhuji, I'm sorry, but you have not done this. You go to that class downstairs, you know, there is that base. And you have not done your homework. Okay, you are following a class. Have you attended any class there or lectured there? No? I have. And I have lectured also. So what happens? You can't be rough with them, no? Poor fellow is already doing devotional service. He has already done 49%. But that's not good enough. You have to do again. So I'm sorry, you have to go back. So actually, you are no longer under the control of the Yamaduts. This is the Vishnuduts only, say. Very nicely. That see, Krishna, the ultimate boss, is saying, Yoginam Sriyatam Ge Yoga Prashta Jayate. So you are in the category of Yoga Prashta. So I am taking care of you. I am going to make sure that you are born in a good Brahmin family or a devotee family or, you know, Sriyatam means a well-to-do family. But please don't forget now, huh? This is your last chance. Mera kasur nahi hai. This is how these devotees talk. You ask, sometimes I go to my friend, Radha Krishna Prabhu, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, or Radha Krishna Prabhu, or any of these controllers or managers here. And they tell us like that nicely. Isn't it? Prabhuji, you had so many children working, studying under you. All these orphanage boys. What you were telling them? What were you telling them? Same thing, no? Give him mic. Mic kidhar hai bhai? Because this is Vishnu Lok. Remember that. This is Vaikuntha Lok. So here is a practical, you said analytical study. This is a practical analytical study. So they were these children. They were put under Prabhuji. And some of the children were not perfect. They were doing some mischief and doing something wrong. Right? So what you were doing? How you were attending?
I should tell them at least score 35%. Not even 50.
And then chant your holy name of the Lord. Right? So they were very kind. So the act of kindness is given by the Vishnuduts. Act of this hellish planet business is by the Yamaduts. Going Sriyatam Yoginam Ge is act of kindness of Krishna. So his servants will carry it out. In your case, you need not worry. You will go home back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Yes.
I have a question. In case of Ajamila, two Vishnudus have come.
No, four.
But later
originally
on,
four.
Totally four. But later on you told just two have come is a good sign.
But because it's there in evidence. I'm just telling you a fact.
Okay. Then Prabhuji, what's the mathematical calculation that if the four Vishnudus comes, you just told the previously four Vishnudus have come.
Because there were three Yamaduts.
three Yamadus and the four Vishnudus. So what is the calculation? Later on two comes, previously four comes, you just, there is a calculation.
You didn't follow. I'll explain.
Yes.
See, first of all, these three Yamadus come. That's step number one. Huh? So Ajamila is extremely scared. Narayan, Narayan, he is asking. For his son, actually. His tongue is saying Narayan. But actually, the tongue is dead already. Even now, your tongue is dead. Remember that. Because you have a soul in your body, your tongue can move. The moment that soul leaves your body, your tongue will stop. So therefore, you can't chant. Correct? When you are dead. You can chant, means subtly, but not with your tongue. This material tongue. So these three Vishnu, Yamduts have come. Correct? And because he chanted Narayan's name, instantly, the word used is instantly, these four Vishnuduts have come. So here is these fellows coming, and just behind them, these Vishnuduts have come, stop, stop, they say to the Yamduts. And the Yamduts, they don't know what's happening. Who are these guys? Such beautiful, they are so attracted to them. That's the first thing that happens to them. This Ajamila is not attractive at all. The opposite. But these Vishnudus were so attractive. You see, they were themselves attracted to the Vishnudus. And they were, because they were attracted to the Vishnudus, they were listening to the Vishnudus. Follow? And they were very powerful. These Vishnudus' arguments are very powerful. Perfect also. So they lost the arguments. Though, from a Veda point of view, purely from the Vedic, this thing, whatever they had learned was Vedas from Yamraj. They were right. But when you chant the holy name of the Lord, you rise above the Vedic level. Sweet flowery language of the Vedas. These are the words used by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So they got defeated by these four guys. Okay. Sometimes you know, when you are dealing with badmash, you know, crooks. I'm not saying Yamduts are crooks. They are good fellows. But unfortunately, they have a helpless job. But when there are badmas, then the police have to be in more in number, you know. So even in this material world, it's like that. So there is strength in numbers. Did I answer or not understood? And then later on, there was no question of any Yamdut coming. At Haridwar, at the end, when they were, his time had come, Vishnuduts came. It was not at that time that Ajamil said, now my time has come, please come and take me. They came on their own, because his calculation showed that he had finished his impious activities were all finished by that time. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava, Davagni Nirvapanam, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavadu Jivanam. So by chanting of the holy name of the Lord at Haridwar, he had cleaned his soul. And only with a clean soul you can go home back to Godhead. That's why you are chanting. Is it correct now? Okay. Any other questions? Yeah.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We just discussed about Bhishma Pitama is one of the 12 Mahajans.
Yes.
And you just defined what a Mahajan stands for.
Yes.
Unflinching devotional service to the Supreme Personality of the Godhead.
Absolutely correct.
And you also covered the part where in Vallava Sampradaya, Krishna is referred to as a Banya.
Where? In one of the Sampradayas, yeah. In Shiva Sampradaya, Vallabhacharya people say that.
A number of arrows hurled at Bhishma's body were equivalent to the number of...
Not only hurled, actually in his body.
Okay.
Some may have been missed, I don't know.
My question was, Mahajans, one of the Mahajans, he is a pure devotee of the Lord. And during Draupadi's Vastraharan,
yes,
he was on the side of the Kauravas.
Because he eaten the salt of this, eaten their food. Correct. He himself says later, it's unfortunate that I was a servant. Means when you eat somebody's food, means you are serving them. That was his problem.
Okay. My only question was that if he is the pure devotee of the Lord and said that, Lord, guides the pure devotee within his heart, then why was it by the will of the Lord that he ever took the side of the Kaurava?
Yes, wonderful. Very good. That's exactly the point. That the Lord was so kind to send a pure devotee of the Lord even in the Kaurava's camp. I'm equal to all. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I'm equal to all. I'm also going to the Pandava's camp. I've got a pure devotee of the Lord in the Kaurava's camp. They are enemies. So he's equal to all. He has to fulfill his promise. Krishna does fulfill his promise. Whatever he says, he does. Promise means whatever you say, you do. Isn't it? A man who fulfills his promise means vachan, whatever I have spoken, I have done. So Krishna has done it. He has sent. He couldn't be in both the places. So he said, I'll be in. In fact, he offered. To whom? To Duryodhan. When he was resting, you remember that story in Mahabharata. When he was resting, Arjun sat at the feet of Krishna. And Yudhishthira said, what feet? I'll sit in the head of Krishna. Mito uska sir kha jaoga. He was sitting in his head only. But when you get up, you normally see the feet, no? You don't see your head. So he saw, Arjun, how are you? When did you come? You know. So Yudhishthira, tariki, I should have sat there. But anyway. And then Yudhishthira said, no, I came first. Not Arjun. You talk to me first. So he was actually demanding from Krishna that you give my boon first. Then Krishna says, look, I have only two. Either I will come personally, but I won't take any armaments. Or my whole army is there. You choose. What did Duryodhan choose? Give me your army. So he took his army. But Krishna says, I'm equal to all. Now, this is a paradox. On one hand, Krishna is saying, I'm equal to all. On the other hand, he's offered his army or himself. But more important is he offered his own devotee, pure devotee to the Kauravas. What more benefit can you get from Lord Krishna than even if you are the worst sinner, you still get his devotee coming? That's the point. In this Kali Yuga, our devotees are going in everybody's house, everywhere, and distributing the books of Prabhupada. Any other questions? Yeah, one
in
more.
In fact, the second part of my question was that although he was on the Kaurava side, and that is the reason why...
He was in the Kaurava's camp, not on his side.
Okay.
There's a technical difference. Okay.
The episode of the arrows.
Sorry?
The episode of the arrows which we discussed.
Yes, sir.
Which is evident in itself as a punishment offered to him.
Yes, he willingly took it like a Kshatriya.
Okay. Now, the Shastras say that even an accidental fall down by the devotee of the Lord
yes.
is sometimes pardoned.
It is then always why? Pardoned. Okay. Always pardoned. It means the offer of a pardon is given to the devotee and second chance is given. Always you will see in the Shastra that Lord gives repeatedly second chance. Even, I'll give you three examples, one by one quickly. Varaha Bhagavan, in the case of the first one,
who?
Hiranyaksha. He still gave him a chance. You read that carefully. When the fellow was determined to fight him, Narsimha Bhagavan, he still gave a chance to whom? Hiranyakashipu. But he still wanted to fight and continue fighting. Three, Ravan. Ravan was still given a chance. How? A pure devotee of Lord Ram, his own brother. Vibhishan, exactly. Vibhishan said that, my dear brother, these are the words of Ramayana. My dear brother, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is not a patakta hua bhikari. Those are the words which you might have heard before. He is not like that. He is Vishnu because he was cursed by whom? By Narad Muni. That you will have to, because Narad Muni, poor fellow, he was given the face of a monkey at one time because he wanted to get married. Now the Lord didn't want Narad Muni to leave his brahmachari. So he made his face like a monkey. And this Narad Muni knows that he's very handsome. So he went to the Swayambar and this who was to garland Lakshmi Devi, none other than Lakshmi. She looked at this monkey face fellow. She ignored him. So he felt very bad. At least she should have looked at me, you know. I'm so handsome. But he had forgotten to see his face in the mirror, you know. So Narad Muni was ignored by Lakshmi. Actually, most brahmacharis are poor because they're ignored by Lakshmi Devi. That's another story. Or brahmanas also. Because the Bhrigu Muni had put his foot on the chest of Lakshmi Devi, Lord Vishnu, and Lakshmi Devi had cursed him. So, like that, the answer to your question is that Bhishma Pita was in the camp. In fact, Duryodhan sees through the game right in the beginning and tells this Bhishma Pita, you are not 100% dedicated to me. See? He says that. And then later on, Bhishma Pita says, I am determined now, I have got these special 5 arrows. And with these 5 arrows, this is the last day I will finish off. Whom? These 5 Pandavas. But Krishna resides in everybody's heart as Paramatma. So Krishna tells Arjun, go with folded hands to your elder brother, Duryodhan, cousin brother, and ask for the 5 arrows. Because Duryodhan asked Bhishma Pita, that you give me those arrows for safekeeping. But then he had to hand it over, you see. So it was not that Bhishma Pita messed it up. It was Duryodhana who messed it up. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Yes, for there. What time your khichdi is going to be ready, Babuji? 10 o'clock? Another two questions? Depending on the khichdi, you know. Your breakfast. Yeah. You're meditating on the mic for a long time.
Praji, when you go to any take bath in a holy places.
What? Like take bath?
Take bath in a holy river. So, whatever the sins that you occurred at that time, it's all immediately vanishes.
Sorry, slowly. If you go to a holy dam to take a bath, the water vanishes.
Or whatever sins that you occurred, it's already vanishes over there, instantly, immediately.
Yes.
So, what happened? Why?
Not instantly. Starts vanishing. Starts diminishing, not vanishing. Diminishing.
Is it a gradual process or is it an immediate action?
See, it's a conscious process. With what consciousness you are going into the holy river? Supposing you are going to the Ganges every day. Then with the consciousness that, my dear mother Ganga, you are my mother, I am coming back to you. I am a very fallen soul, I am extremely, I have done so many impious activities. That what you're offering to the river itself, back, what you can offer to the river? Nothing except pollution. So you are just offering to the river that please help me cleanse my soul. You are emanating from the lotus feet of Lord Vamandev, isn't it? So with that consciousness if you go, then your consciousness, your soul will get starting to get cleaned. But that's a very long process. It may take 10 lifetimes. Too long. Or maybe longer. But chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this age of quarrel and disturbance, Kaliyuga, that is the method. That is the cleansing process. That is the river of the holy name in which you should constantly be taking bath. Okay, not necessarily in that H2O. You know what is H2O? Okay. H2O has no... It's all right because we know what is H2O. But not you should not depend on that. I have every day. That so many millions of people are taking all along the Ganges. The same water is coming in the tap at their home. Every day they are taking a bath. What is the meaning? No meaning. It won't help. Chanting the holy name of the Lord is the only solution in this age. What is that shloka? 12th canto, the last one. Nama sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam pranamo dukha samana stannam ami harimparam. The last shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Last shloka, finish. QED. After that, there is nothing else written by Vyasadeva or anybody else in this subject. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. You understand that much? Sanskrit? Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. Pranama Dukha Samanas. All your dukkha also is finished. Your papas are gone, impious activities, and all your miseries are also gone. How? Tanna Mami Harimparam. Going home back to Godhead by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna. I think we'll end here. Thank you very much.